It depends very heavily on the characteristics of the spam filters used by the email service you use. Some email programs will allow you to set up advanced rules based on many other characteristics of incoming mail. For example, if your sender uses a particular phrase or signs the email a particular way every time, you can instruct your email program if the email contains the phrase banned phrase, then delete it. Similarly, if your recipient is sending from an unchanging IP address, and if that IP address is visible in the email headers, then you could do the same if it's from this IP address, delete it. Be careful here, IP addresses can change, and you need to be positive you're banning the sender's IP, not the service's IP, or you could be blocking anyone who uses the same service. Unfortunately, most web-based email services do not provide this advanced level of functionality. Finally, you can complain to this person's ISP. Typically, harassment is considered a violation of most ISP's terms of service. The problem here is that the ISP might not have the time or inclination to deal with these types of complaints, and it's unclear how much justification they might need. But it's worth a shot. The bottom line is that it's extremely difficult to thwart someone who's truly motivated to send you email. As you can see, there are many ways around the various roadblocks you can set up. If none of the above works, short of legal action, my recommendation is the ultimate control you have, the delete key. Article C 3307, March 2, 2008.